The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, scientists found human teeth that are 48,000 years old.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. And you know who they traced them to?
Who?
Louis Carnesecca.
Oh, now you've pivoted on Hubie Brown, yep. And you've gone to Louis.
Yep.
Louis, who's perhaps been nicer to you than anyone in all of sports.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, and
Coach,
I know that he'll get a big kick out of being mentioned.
It's him.
I think
not
he'll be
me.
Really happy.
It's Tony, your boy.
I hope so.
Your pupil.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Matt LaFleur commits to Aaron Rodgers. The Cardinals swipe Nolan Arenado. And Patrick Reed moves his ball. But we begin today with the Lions sending Matthew Stafford to the Rams for Jared Goff and two number one picks. This is the first time ever the two overall number one draft picks were traded for each other, and it is a stunner. Wilbon, are you convinced this trade does for the Rams what the Rams hope it does?
No, I'm not convinced. By the way, this is clearly a risk that the Rams are taking. I think it's fine to take this risk because you've got a great defense and you've got defensive stars. And, you know, football isn't like baseball where some pitcher who throws a knuckleball can hang around for 24 years. It's not like that. It's not even like basketball where you have somebody hang around, not just hang around, but dominate the scene, say like LeBron, for 20 years. It isn't that. You win in the short window that you can. But, Tony, Matt Stafford has been in the playoffs 3 times in 12 years, and he's won how many playoff games exactly?
Zero.
No. All right. So,
zero.
So am I convinced? I'm not convinced. Mm.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this out loud, that this is a great trade. Actually, it's a good trade for both teams. It's a great trade for the Rams. I've got them going to the Super Bowl. I think this puts them in the Super Bowl. I think Matthew Stafford is a top 10 quarterback. I think he's been bled dry by the incompetence around him, by bad coaches and bad general managers and bad everything in Detroit. And I think this is going to feel like freedom to him. And I think he's going to get the Rams to the Super Bowl this coming year. Remember, I told you Tom Brady would do the same thing for Tampa. You laughed at me and I was right. I'm going to be right about this. They have a great defense. They have a really good wide receiver in Cooper Kupp. They can go on the free agent market. They can pick up Juju Smith-Schuster or somebody like that. They're going to the Super Bowl as a result of this.
Let me get this straight. Did you just sit there? Clearly the air in your attic is thin. It is not getting to your brain. Because you just put in the same sentence, Matthew Stafford, winner of 0 playoff games, 3 playoff appearances in 12 years, and Tom Brady, you uttered there, you drew an analogy. And you
That's
the worst analogy ever. It could come back to that's haunt you, but strangle you, okay? We don't know what the hell Matt Stafford will do. There's been some great players pass through losing situations, Tony. And when they got in the playoffs, it was so rare that, I mean, you're so desperate to show that you belong. We have seen the great, great, great Barry Sanders, who you could put in a sentence with anybody. And we see the rare time he'd get in the playoffs and he'd have like 12 carries for a minus 1 yard. Hey, what You are crazed on this. You won one stupid bet that I took Belichick over Brady. And another year, I might do it again, another year, another time. You've gone crazy now.
Barry Sanders never got a chance to play outside of Detroit. Matthew Stafford is going to get that chance. It's a good trade for Detroit. I think Jared Goff will do fine there.
I think it's a good trade for Detroit.
By the way, just for the numbers, Jared Goff played 4 years. You know, for Sean McVay, he was 42-20,
and
he went to the Super Bowl.
Great record.
So I think he's fun. Can I give you a great little fact?
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford, one of his high school baseball teammates, now lives in L.A., and they can get together. You may have heard of him, Clayton Kershaw.
Okay, let me just say this. Let me give you a stat. You like to say, let me give you a stat. Let me give you a fact. Let me give you a stat.
Yeah.
12 years, 3 playoff appearances. Three playoff appearances, no wins.
All
and
losses.
I like Stafford, right. And I would take him on my team. But
Super Bowl, book it. Book it. Super Bowl next year.
Cutest take.
Book it.
Sam Farmer of the LA Times reports the Rams first tried to trade for Aaron Rodgers, but the Packers said, nope, not interested. Head coach Matt LaFleur said this morning, Rodgers will absolutely be the Packers quarterback in 2021 and beyond. Quote, no doubt about it, he will be here for a long time. Close quote. Tone, does Matt LaFleur's opinion matter to you?
Yes, it certainly matters. Doesn't matter as much as Aaron Rodgers' opinion, if Aaron Rodgers voices that opinion. Let's go back in time a week or so to the last time Matt LaFleur gave an opinion. His opinion was, we're going to kick the field goal. We're not going to let Aaron Rodgers have the fourth down play. We're going to kick a meaningless field goal. All right? So now he's saying he's going to be the quarterback for a long, long time. Here's what you can come back with. If you were so sure of that, why did you draft Jordan Love in the first round, move up to get him?
Agreed.
And why did you take the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands? Aaron Rodgers can be just like Deshaun Watson. If you come out publicly and you say, I'm done here, move me, that's going to have a lot more weight than the coach's opinion.
Let me go back. You went back 1 week. I'll go back, I guess it's a month, could be less than that, probably 3 weeks, to when officialdom for the Houston Rockets said, James Harden, he's not going anywhere. James Harden's not going anywhere. He's going to play right here. I'm sorry, what uniform has James Harden been wearing? Has it been the Rockets? You and I, particularly,
nope.
Having
nope.
covered sports in the hardcore newspaper way that we did for so many years, decades, have learned not to listen to any of this garbage. He might be right, Matt LaFleur. First of all, he doesn't even control that narrative. Matt LaFleur doesn't control it. He's third. The people who are charged with the absolute responsibility for where Aaron Rodgers is, they are listed ahead of Matt LaFleur, and certainly Aaron Rodgers is listed ahead of Matt LaFleur. So his opinion matters, but it's down the line from others.
So I like the fact, and I understand that they didn't want to talk about, you know, Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff and all of that. It makes sense. The GM, I think today or maybe yesterday, the GM comes out and he says, this whole thing is a non-issue. And he says he doesn't have to reassure Aaron Rodgers that his place is in Green Bay because Aaron Rodgers knows his place is in Green Bay. You know, this is another example of general managers taking on a persona that they really shouldn't take on, that they don't have the power they think they do. Ask Doug Peterson. Ask him.
Yeah.
All right? Patrick Reed won the tournament at Torrey Pines this weekend by 5 shots. But Reed's win was not without controversy. On Saturday, claiming his ball was embedded, Reed picked it up and then called over a rules official who said Reed's actions were within the rules. The tour also said Reed had done nothing wrong. The CBS talking heads, they all frowned on what Reed did. Wilbon, where do you come down on what Reed did?
I'm going to add that the CBS talking heads, they're not sports writers formerly. The CBS talking heads were people who've won golf tournaments more than Patrick Reed in a couple cases and major championships. So they come as authorities, all right, in a way that you'd want to have some authority on your network. Tony, Patrick Reed's situation was entirely about reputation. Earned. Deservedly so. He earned it. Patrick Reed has a, let me see the word I guess is, awful reputation among most of the pros on tour. I have had pros on tour into my face, in their own out of their own mouth, say, don't want that guy around. Don't want to deal with him. I mean, you know this. This is no secret what the pros often think of Patrick Reed. It's reputation. Because we know that Rory McIlroy did something very, very, very similar, if not identical. Rory McIlroy has the exact polar opposite reputation in the industry of Patrick Reed. This is about rep.
So let's go to those people in the CBS booth. Nick Faldo has 6 majors. Ian Baker Finch has 1. Nobilo's been on tour. Dottie Pepper has 2. And they all had the same opinion. You can't pick up that ball. You can call the tour official over, but you can't pick up that ball. And yet, Mike, the tour official on the spot said it was within the rules. The tour official at CBS put on television said it was within the rules.
He hesitated
the tournament itself.
He has to take
the tournament itself, which could have penalized Reed upon review, overnight, docked him a couple of shots. They said it was within the rules. So the rules, I think the Faldos of the world think that the rules are murkier now than they used to be. And I agree with that. And I agree with you on reputation. And what I would analogize this to is the other day when Doc Rivers, when his own guy, Joel Embiid, said of LeBron James, this is a dangerous play. Should've he should have gotten chased. A flagrant two and ejected. Doc Rivers said, hold on. Because LeBron James, everybody knows he's not a dirty player. All right, and it's the same about Rory. Everybody knows Rory has a pristine reputation. So I don't really know what to think, but I'll tell you this, because I watched that intently. You may hate Patrick Reed. Everybody may hate Patrick Reed. You put a wedge in his hand, either on the fairway or in a trap, and he's within a foot every single time.
I'm not sure who the leading villain is in golf right now. And you got to be a worthy player to be an actual, real, functioning villain, right? So is it Patrick Reed or is it DeChambeau? And can you have two villains? Do they have to go in a steel cage to fight it out to see who the real number one villain is? We're coming into real golf season now. Big tournaments, Waste Management in Phoenix this week, Scottsdale this weekend. You got Riviera. You got Pebble Beach. I mean, we're in prime time here. Who's your number one villain?
You know what? Golf could use wrestling villains, and they had more than one.
Yeah.
Because there was eight bouts on a card. Let's take a break. Coming up, did the Wizards win last night, or did the Nets throw away the game?
You know how you just dated yourself talking about wrestling card villains? Why did the Rockies give the Cardinals Nolan Arenado and 50 mil?
Did you sit home to watch wrestling like I did? Of course you did.
I went to the arena. I went to the Chicago Amphitheater to watch.
The interruption is brought to you by Jardians.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It's poetic that I have to reach into the can to get your email.
Is that a can?
Let's see what's first here.
I thought it was a mailbox.
It's a can.
Shame on me.
Did the Wizards win it or did the Nets lose it?
Oh, my God, Tony. One of the most exciting endings to a game that doesn't really matter, regular season game, that I've ever seen. It's 12 seconds left or so. The Wizards are down 5. Bradley Beal rushes down court, hits a 3, 7.6, I think, left. And then this kid, Garrison Matthews, who I have no idea who he is, actually, he steals the inbounds pass, essentially hands the ball to Russell Westbrook, who had just missed a 3 by 40 feet earlier possession. He hits that one with 4 seconds to go. The Wizards down 5 and now up 1. And they still have to survive the Nets missing an open layup at the rim to win the game. Unbelievable. Twice now they have beaten the Brooklyn Nets, and they're the worst team in the East by record.
So the question isn't did the Nets lose it or did the Wizards win it, because it's always the Nets. The Nets lost.
Yes,
Bradley Beal's the leading scorer in the league, so he makes the 3. Russell Westbrook's an MVP. He makes the 3. The Nets lost the game. Here's something that is fabulous. First of all, the score of the game, 149 to 146 without overtime, and Paul Westhead not coaching both teams is unbelievable. Since the Harden trade, Mike, the Nets' offensive rating is the highest in the league and on pace to be the highest ever. but their defensive rating is the lowest in the league and on pace to be the lowest ever. And so the conclusion is pretty simple. The Nets are playing half the game. That's it. They're playing half the game.
Tony, can they get away with that and say get to the conference finals at least? Can they?
Yes, they can.
Do the Wizards turn it around now? Is this the pivot
for
the Wizards?
Stop these questions. Don't ask about the Wizards.
It's your team.
Don't waste our time.
Oh,
don't waste our time.
Wait till the Wizards hear your answer.
Do the Rockies deserve all the heat they are taking for dealing Nolan Arenado?
Yeah. Yes. They dealt arguably the best third baseman in baseball, certainly in the National League, right there with Chris Bryant, the two of them, over the last 5 years. Arenado has more gold gloves than Bryant, but he's the guy playing third base in that league. And you pay half his salary or a portion of it, not half of it, a portion of it, and then you give him away. I am more angry about the Cardinals having him. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I understand that because the Cardinals have Arenado. He's been in the league 8 years, has eight gold gloves.
Yeah.
He's got more RBIs than anybody in baseball over the last 8 years. He's got the second most extra base hits and the fourth most home runs. They got him at third, and they got Goldschmidt at first. I understand your pain being a Cubs fan. The only thing I can say here, and I'll try to say it, is his splits home and away are terrible.
Who cares?
He bats 322 in Colorado and 263 on the road. But I will say this one other thing. We've seen it with Cleveland. We saw it a couple of years ago with Miami. There's no gate, Mike. There's no concessions. There's no way to make money for some of these teams. And they can't afford some of these great players. You're going to get a two-tier system of rich and poor until you get fans in the stands again, and maybe they just could not afford to
but
keep
Tony,
them.
Tony, you've already had that two-tier system. We talk about large market and small market all the time. I mean, that's just another way of saying two tiers, rich and poor. They're not poor. Rich and less rich. Well, a lot less rich. Arenado to the Cardinals. You've ruined my day. Thank you very much.
Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come, would the players be right to reject baseball's latest offer?
You know they will anyway. And Tom Brady now says he could play past the age of 45. I guess that makes sense to TB12. Are the Wizards going to turn it around based on last night?
I'm not dealing with this stupid question. I'm not dealing with it. It's idiotic. But Tampa wins and Oakland wins, and they have no money. And they win.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Are the Wizards...
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 53rd birthday yesterday, Doug Peterson. Just 3 years after winning the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, Peterson finds himself out of a job. The precipitative incident appears to be Peterson's decision to sit Jalen Hurts and put in Nate Sudfeld for the fourth quarter of Game 16 against Washington, making it seem like Peterson didn't care about winning. Sudfeld turned the ball over twice. Washington won the NFC East. Within a few days, the Eagles fired Peterson, later hiring unknown Nick Sirianni, who inherits the Carson Wentz mess. Peterson can now go sailing or remodel his garage. Happy birthday.
Peterson can go to Tuscaloosa, work for Nick Saban. I mean, just go and coach the long snappers or somebody. You know, that gives him his rehab, and he can coach whoever he wants. He can be Vince Lombardi a year later, right? We've seen this happen more in college, but, you know, why is Peterson not eligible for the Saban rehab?
Happy anniversary, Malcolm Butler. On this day 6 years ago, the undrafted rookie defensive back intercepted a short Russell Wilson pass at the goal line to seal an improbable 28-24 win for New England over Seattle in the Super Bowl. Rather than hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch, Seattle offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell called this pass play, one of the worst calls ever. Wilson was denied his second Super Bowl and removed from the baby goat discussion. To close the circle 3 years later when the Patriots lost the Super Bowl to Doug Peterson's Eagles, Butler was mysteriously benched. He now plays for Tennessee.
You know, Tony, these years later, that call seems worse every day. That call
seems... Yeah,
and then when you see Marshawn Lynch pop up on national TV commercials, one of them in a tire, it's like he could have just gotten in an imaginary tire and rolled into the end zone. And it's worse. It's worse now than the day when the play was called and failed.
Yes, it's a completely horrendous call. Utterly horrendous. Happy trails to the players accepting baseball's latest offer. Several outlets are now reporting that the MLBPA is expected to reject baseball's proposal to delay the start of the season by 1 month and play 154 games, but still pay the players for 162. The MLB offer also asked for a universal DH and expanded playoffs, which the players have already rejected. Further, the players don't want to give Rob Manfred the right to cancel games because of coronavirus and the cascading effect it may have on the schedule. You get to a point, Mike, where it feels like if the owners offered steak, the players would insist on chicken. There is no level of trust at all.
No. If the owner said, we'll pay you 462, you only have to play 105. The players would meet and say, they're going to get us. This is going to come back to get us. This is the worst relationship since Fred Sanford and Aunt Esther. I mean, can it get any worse than these two? Please.
No, it's terrible. There's no, it doesn't matter what one side says. The other one rejects it automatically. And you ask yourself, is there going to be baseball in 2022?
By May.
Is there going to be? How are they going to reach an agreement?
They'll get there. After bloodshed, it always happens.
All right, let's go to the big finish
if we can.
A new study says 72% of college football concussions happened in practice. Is that significant?
Maybe, Tony. The study took place from 2015 to 19. We don't know if there's a descending, nature of these concussions. Whatever it is, it ain't good. Tom Brady says he's considering playing past the age of 45. Does that make sense to you?
He's been so great at 43. Maybe it's the avocado ice cream. I have no idea. But he's really great. Why think about quitting now? Yahoo reports that Sue Bird will sign again with the Seattle Storm. Is that a big deal?
Yes, because Sue Bird can still play. One of the all-time greats, 11-time All-Star, 4 WNBA titles. Yes, it's a big deal. Dustin Pedroia officially announced his retirement. How are you going to remember his career?
I'm going to remember that he got taken out on a slide by Manny Machado, and he never was the same player. He had two World Series, a total glue guy, great player, it's over. Last one, the Nuggets ended the Jazz's win streak at 11. Your thoughts now?
Tony, that was a blowout, but Jokic had 47. Let me just say this, in a lot of years, a guy who's leading almost a triple-double, a center in these categories would be a lock. He's way behind LeBron as far as I'm concerned, but there's a lot of season to play. Jokic is great.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Now, your SportsCenter.
Matt Gagnon, shout at him. Pedroia was an MVP. Great player.
PTI.